less than nobody in the entire cosmos capable of completing a simple task.
I hate to say I tell you so, old chap, but, well, I did.
How hard can it be? Wait until he arrives, then bring him here. I practically handed them the job on a plate.
One of them did die trying.
I don't care. They were an incompetent pair of spineless space trash. When I'm done here, I'm gonna find the other one and run her brain through a mincer.
Everything. He ruins everything. Everything I want, everything I have, he takes it from me.
Be silent! All of you. I need to think.
There's really nothing much to panic about. What do you mean? The trap has already been sprung. He knows I'm here and he's arrogant enough to think he can win. He'll come to me. We can't be sure of that. I'll have my hide for this.
Alert.
What is it?
Anomalous appearance of unauthorized object.
Oh, I'm good. He's coming for us. Now we can finish him off.
Silence!
Show me. It is him. He's like a mouse that can't resist the cheese. Well, I'm gonna do a lot more than snap his miserable neck.
Have Father Locke stand by.
Father Locke. Standing by.
Activate Quadrant 2.
Activating Quadrant 2.
Let's give the Doctor the welcome he so richly deserves.
It's all clear.
That's quite a racket.
It sounds like my old school bell.
What?
She said it sounds like a... Oh.
No need to shout.
Where are we?
I guess it's as good as mine. Tell me what you see.
We're in a hexagonal room. Metal construction. Doors on five sides and a corridor.
Is that the way in or out?
Could be.
What was that?
Energy.
Doctor?
Yes, Liv, I thought exactly the same thing.
Was that bell for us?
It can't have been. That was the most delicate landing the TARDIS has ever made. No one should be any the wiser.
Except perhaps them.
Right, out of the way. No, not even them. Look, they're blank.
Like zombies.
What do you know about zombies?
They're popular figures in Haitian folklore. Corpses animated by witchcraft.
I didn't mean... Oh, doesn't matter.
Well, there's certainly some sort of sorcery at work. They're all heading down that corridor, either by instinct or custom. Come on. Come on, let's see where they're going.
Is that a good idea?
This thing is here for a reason, and so are these people. We need to find out what it is.
It's what we do. Walk into the lion's den.
Yes, that's the bit I'm still getting used to.
You'll be fine. You're with me.
Very well. After you. Sorry.
Impressive.
Some sort of place of worship?
In a metal factory orbiting the sun.
I've seen stranger things.
I don't doubt it. What now?
Now we wait.
My brethren.
There.
Welcome to the new day.
Thank you, Father Locke.
You are gathered here to participate in the Great Undertaking.
Great Undertaking.
You must perform your duties to the best of your abilities. No skiving, no shirking, no half-heartedness. Every man must pull his weight, and every woman must do her share. Labor omnia vincit.
Labor what?
It's Latin for work conquers all.
Let us sing this morning's hymn, number 467. All praise to the factory in which we serve.
Excellent is creation.
And what's that Latin for?
It's no Latin I've ever heard.
No, but it seems to mean something to them.
Amen.
Amen.
You will now continue through to the workhouse, where you will undertake your allotted tasks for the day. And remember, hard work is its own reward.
What do we do now?
Blend in.
You mean join them?
Can you think of a better way to find out what's going on? Just for an hour or so.
Male work units will take the door to the left. Female work units will take the door to the right.
On second thoughts,
I don't like the look of those things.
No, me.
What are they?
Some sort of mechanized spheroidal guard.
Did you swallow a dictionary?
Should we double back?
That's not a bad idea. Come on.
Don't!
Excuse me, we need to pop back to the chapel.
Units will comply with orders given.
Keep going, or they'll kill you where you stand.
But
no buts, that's what will happen.
Units will comply or be disposed of.
Keep moving.
Male work units will take the door to the left. Female work units will take the door to the right.
You do as he says. Go.
Doctor!
Do as he says. Then find a way out and I'll meet you back at the TARDIS.
Always assuming we can.
Look after each other.
But who looks after you?
Come on.
Units will comply with task allotment.
What do we do?
No idea.
What are you two doing standing about like a couple of prize petunias?
We don't know what to do.
What do you mean? You don't know what to do?
Should we?
Units will comply with task allotment or be disposed of.
Quickly. Make yourselves useful over there. Grab a spoon and stir.
Did she say spoon?
Crikey!
This thing's more like an oar.
Units will comply with task allotment.
It's typical. Send the men out to work and stick the women in a kitchen to wash the clothes and cook.
Well, to be honest, it's hard to tell the vat for the washing from the one for the soup.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
You're a good man.
I mean, not a word. If they hear us speaking, they'll have one or both of us disposed of.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my...
Shh!
These wheels. What is this place?
The generator hall. Why do you not know this?
I'm the new boy.
As are we all.
I'm sorry?
Stop speaking. Follow me and do as I do.
Units will comply with task allotment.
Here. Climb aboard.
What does this thing do?
Walk.
We must tread the mills to provide power for the whole factory. For all the men, it is our allotted task.
Power generation commencing in quadrant 2.
How typical of the Doctor. Doesn't even realize what he's walking into.
How's that plan coming along?
Still working on it.
Hurry it up a bit. You can't stand around all day doing the housework.
Shut up. I'm trying to think.
Well, think faster.
Anybody ever told you you can be a bit of a troublemaker?
You're a fine one to talk.
What does that mean?
I've seen how you two operate. You roll your sleeves up and you get your hands dirty.
And sometimes we keep our heads down.
Tell me.
What now?
What's your story, Levchenka?
What do you mean?
How did you come to be travelling with him?
He saved my life. More than once. Although the first time it wasn't this doctor, it was another one.
I'm sorry?
It's hard to explain. Or to get your head around. He changes.
How?
I don't know. Like a snake shedding its skin, I suppose.
A snake?
Yeah, probably not the best analogy. Just trust me. In my experience, if you're on his team, you've a much bigger chance of staying alive. Anyway, you didn't take much persuading.
It's not as if I had much to stick around for.
What's not to love about living in London in the 1960s?
For one thing, opportunities don't grow on trees for people like me.
What are people like you?
Educated, ambitious and female. I can't tell you how often I dream of being a 55-year-old man called Kenneth.
That can be arranged. No, seriously, it can.
No. Thanks. I think I'd rather have a crack at it just the way I am.
At least your life was never in danger.
Maybe secretly I'd like it to be.
Units will cease communication and continue with task allotment.
Careful what you wish for.
Well, I'll be. An enormous dynamo powered by blood, sweat and shoe leather. I imagine if we stop, it's a little more serious than the lights going out.
We must never stop. We must keep walking. We must not slow down. Not for a second. This is our solemn duty.
Of course it is. This is astonishing. Clearly unethical and in breach of just about every human right known to woman. But nonetheless, astonishing. I've been terribly rude. I haven't introduced myself. I'm the doctor.
My name is Payne.
Delighted to be stuck on a treadmill with you, Mr. Payne. Any idea how long we'll be doing this for?
How long? For the rest of our lives, of course.
Rest of our lives? Sorry I asked.
We really need to get out of here.
Finally! Well?
What?
How are we going to do it?
I said we needed to. I didn't say I knew how.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What?
You're supposed to be an expert at all this.
That's not exactly how it works.
Then how does it work?
We kind of make it up as we go.
Why didn't you say? In that case...
What are you doing?
She said grab a spoon and stir. Well, let's stir things up a bit.
Sorry?
Create a distraction. Have those spherical guard things focus on one thing while we skedaddle.
What?
Escape!
Well, why didn't you say? Sometimes it's like you speak a foreign language.
You can talk. Help me push this pot over.
Task allotment will be disposed of.
That's it!
Task compromised. Alert. Task compromised in unit manufacturing.
What? Show me.
Show us where the mops are.
Yes, we can do that.
This way.
Back in a minute.
Task compromised. Area must be decontaminated.
That was easier than I thought.
Either that, or you're starting to get good at it.
Do you do this sort of thing a lot? You and the doctor?
Run from trouble? Yeah. About as often as we run into it.
What now?
Like the doctor said, back to the TARDIS.
Do you remember the way?
Yeah. This way, I think. Wait. Maybe it was... this way.
You really know how to fill a girl with confidence.
Alert! Work units have abandoned their allotted tasks.
Yes, yes, I can see that. Just find them!
Errant work units in the area of unit manufacturing. Repeat. Errant work units in the area of unit manufacturing. Seek and detain. Seeking errant work units. Seeking errant work units. Seeking errant work units.
Well, you must stop at some point, even just to take a break.
A break?
For a rest, a bite to eat.
We do not stop.
You are aware you're being exploited.
We're workers. What are we for if not to work?
Sounds like what you need is a shop steward.
A what?
Hey!
What are you doing?
Any chance of a glass of water? Thirsty work, all this treading.
Work unit will cease communication.
They won't take kindly to you disrupting the order of things.
I'm sorry, but they clearly need disrupting. How about a 10-minute break?
Stop this.
My colleague here is tiring.
No, I'm fine. Really.
Unit will cease communication and comply with task allotment.
We are. We're walking. Look, we're walking.
Unit complying with task allotment.
Not so fast.
Whoa!
Mr. Payne! Stop the wheel!
Task will not be suspended.
I've got you, Ped.
Units must comply with task allotment.
Now we need to get off this thing. Come on! There.
Units must comply with task allotment. Alert.
What is it now?
Task compromised in generator hall. Units must comply with task allotment.
Can't you see the man is injured? He won't be complying with anything for a while. Here, let me take a look.
How is it?
Well, you live, but your days as a marathon runner might be over.
Unit unable to comply with task allotment.
Yes, we've established that.
Unit must be disposed of.
What?
No!
No, hold on. He needs a doctor.
Unit unable to comply with task allotment. Unit must be disposed of.
I'm sorry, old chap, but that is not going to happen.
Unit must be... Unit. Structural integrity. Compromised. Functions sonically impaired. Impaired. Total structural collapse. Imminent.
What have you done?
Saved your bacon. You're welcome.
Hostile work units in generator hall. Seek and detain.
That's it. We're dead.
Not if I can help it. On your feet. Come on.
Hostile work units in generator hall. Seek and detain. Hostile work units evading detention. Hostile work units evading detention.
Well, get after them!
Pursuing hostile work units.
And can one of you turn off that infernal racket?
Cancelling oral alert.
That's better.
Find them! And kill them!
Locating errant work units.
It's only him I need. I'm gonna dice the other two up.
This way.
Are you sure?
Oh, maybe not.
Back this way. Oh. Down here.
Wait.
Halt.
Crikey.
Errant work units located.
What now?
Leave?
Errant work units will be disposed of.
Ceasefire! Oh, come on!
Cancelling command.
Thank heavens.
How can you be so weak?
Silence! They may still be of use.
He's right, of course. Historically speaking, the doctors always felt protective towards and even responsible for the lives of inferior species. Precisely. With those two dead, the doctor will become irrational. And the more irrational he is, the more dangerous he becomes. They are malfunctioning units. You know what to do.
Errant work units no longer require disposal. Units must be taken for inspection.
Leave?
Wait.
Errant work units no longer require disposal.
There we go.
But
errant work units require inspection.
How did you know they'd do that?
Just had a hunch, that's all.
A hunch?
Errant work units will move.
Let's do as it says. Don't want to push our luck.
Next time you have a hunch, perhaps you'd be kind enough to share.
We need to get you to the infirmary.
To the what?
To the infirmary.
I know not of this place.
Sanatorium, then? Sick bay?
These words mean nothing to me.
How do they tend to those in need?
Well, there are none in need. We work or we're disposed of. It's simple.
It's barbaric.
There is nothing more honourable than an honest day's work. We need nothing more.
Food? Fresh air? Daylight? Hope for the future?
Your words make little sense. What is the future?
Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, next week, etc.
Well, there is no tomorrow for the likes of us. There is only today.
What about yesterday? You weren't born yesterday, were you?
Well, of course not. What a notion. I was born today.
Today?
As were you. I saw you at worship.
At worship?
Yes.
Your actions only prolong the inevitable. My work here is done. I'm for the scrap heap.
Not if I have anything to do with it. Come on.
Where are we going?
I think I'd like a word with your maker.
What are you hoping to achieve?
Now, it started here with that hymn. No words of Latin I've ever heard, so what did it mean?
Oh, the hymn prepares us for the day ahead.
Yes. Neuro-linguistic programming. The control of an individual through the implementation of words. Simple but terrifyingly effective. And the center of operations in any place of worship is... the altar.
Well, you're not going to start tearing this place apart, too.
No. This is a multi-tool. All I want to do this time is access information. There.
Well, have you found the answers you seek?
It's running on a form of computer code. A language based on ancient linguistic constructions. Fascinating.
And of what use is this knowledge?
Well, it means I can access the system through this terminal and find out what we're up against. Ah.
Unauthorized access to primary terminal.
Show me. There he is. Ever inquisitive, ever resourceful. But he mustn't be allowed access to the primary subroutine. It's time for an audience with our guest. I wish him brought to me now.
Activating hub access.
This place has the computational complexity of a pocket calculator. There's just a single callable unit which is activated on a rotational basis.
The more you speak, the less sense you make.
This entire facility seems to be divided into quadrants. Ah. Each quadrant generates a shift of workers, and at the end of each shift, well, you were right. The lights do go out.
Well, our lives are preordained. It is what it is.
No. It's what it needn't be. You're being manipulated by a machine. It's waking you up at the beginning of the day and then just disposing of you when you're no more used to it.
But we have no choice.
That's just it. You do. All biological life does. That's what makes the world go round, Mr. Payne. Now, what would you say if I told you you could live to fight another day?
I've never given thought to life beyond today.
Well, it's time to start. Now. I know how this place functions, but the big question is why? That isn't right.
Did you hear that?
Wait a moment. I think I found another layer of data. Ah. As if on cue, we're clearly onto something.
What should we do?
A lift appears out of nowhere. It would be rude not to ride in it. Here, let me help you.
Well, where would this contraption take us?
To the end of the line, Mr. Payne. To the end of the line.
Inspection chamber.
What is this place?
Dunno, but I don't like the look of him.
Incarcerate the unit separately.
Errant unit will comply. Errant unit will comply.
All right, we're complying.
Errant units delivered to inspection chamber.
And incarcerated.
Good. It's all coming together rather well.
I still say we should kill them. All in good time.
All in good time.
Shush. Listen.
Here you go.
Right. I want the rest of me to stay where I am. I have this situation under control.
It's the first time for everything.
I mean it. We've got one shot at this and I don't want me messing it up. Do you hear? Good.
Arrival of hub access.
Doctor!
Welcome.
Yes, I thought I might find you here.
He has two of those perambulating spheres.
I see them.
And you've found a new companion. How nice. Come in, come in.
Mr. Payne, meet the 11.
Welcome, Mr. Payne.
Good day to you, sir.
So polite. So amenable. They do train them well here. If only we could say the same of you, Doctor.
Always happy to disappoint.
Good job, since you do it so often.
There we go.
Let's just do him in now. Will all of you just shut up?
Thank you. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why I brought you here.
Well, that's obvious. You've lured me to a place where I'd feel compelled to save everybody. You knew I wouldn't try to escape until I'd done so. Now I'm here, I'm sure you have an elaborate plan to kill me. You'll fail.
Oh, Doctor, your ignorance is blissful. You will, of course, fail to save anyone, including yourself. Let me begin by asking you a question. Do you know where you are?
The primary activity of the facility seems to be to generate power.
Yes, but to what purpose? That's the question.
And one Mr. Payne is dying to know the answer to.
I really thought you might have worked it out. You must be even more stupid than you look. This facility is a relic of our own ancient history. It dates from as far back as the Dark Times.
The Dark Times?
An era half buried in superstition and myth, when our ancestors unlocked the very secret of time travel itself.
The things you speak of are fantasy.
No. No, they're very much real. Our race gained the ability to travel through time after the great solar engineer Omega transformed a supernova into a black hole.
The Eye of Harmony, the source of all our power.
Which balances all things, that they neither flux nor wither, nor change their state in any measure.
And to achieve this feat, Omega used
a stellar manipulator.
A device of immense and immeasurable power. Once activated, a stellar manipulator can focus enough energy to destroy a star. The resulting catastrophic collapse creates an area with enormous gravitational pull, powerful enough to swallow an entire solar system. What's the matter? Lost for words. My first incarnation worked in the Panopticon Archive, where I made a remarkable discovery. Thought lost for millennia, a prototype. Its existence suppressed to prevent it ever being activated. Its location forgotten. Until now.
But this place, it's not a stellar manipulator. It's a Victorian workhouse.
When I reactivated the manipulator, I reconfigured it.
You might say I changed the factory settings.
The trap one sets ought to be appropriate for the pest one is attempting to eliminate.
All these people...
I knew you wouldn't be able to resist. You see yourself as a moral crusader, a champion of truth and justice, but quis custodiet ipsis custodes. Hey, Doctor.
During my research, I learned of an artifact that was rumored to catalogue not just the whereabouts of the prototype, but how it might be reactivated. This.
The Regeneration Codex.
Tucked away in the Omega Vault, gathering dust for thousands of years, the key to the location and activation of this once dormant and long forgotten stellar manipulator.
You leave me no choice but to do everything I can, everything in my power to stop you.
You. You're handicapped by your own pathetic sense of moral superiority. You couldn't bring yourself to do it because of this.
Liv? Hell, where are they? What have you done to them?
Done? I've done nothing to them. Not yet. No, you don't! Restrain him!
Restraining hostile unit.
Off, get up! Put me down!
Restraining hostile unit.
There. Is it secure?
Operational roaming bot successfully transfigured. sacrificial platform is secure.
Sacrificial?
You've made your bed, Doctor. Now you get to lie in it.
You think this will stop me?
Not until I've confiscated this annoying little thing. Much like you. Now, killing you is going to be the easy bit, but I'd really like to know you suffered first.
Don't.
Oh, you're such a sentimental old fool. There's only one thing I can think of doing that will bring you genuine pain. What was her name? Helen, that's right.
Don't do it.
Beg me, Doctor.
Please.
Say it.
I beg you.
Thank you. Have the unit designated Helen made ready for dissection?
No!
Unit designated Helen to be made ready.
What? Ready? Ready for what?
Unit designated Helen will exit the containment chamber.
Not in your life, she won't.
Take me instead. Not her.
Unit designated Helen will exit the containment chamber. All face encouragement.
I beg your pardon?
Do as it says.
You do as it says.
Just do as it says.
Unit will exit the containment chamber.
Yes, I'm coming.
Restrain the unit.
What?
Restraining the unit. Unit restrained.
It's all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Commencing biological scan.
Let them both go. You don't need to do this.
No, I don't. But this isn't all about me. There are 10 more of me inside here, and they all want to be satisfied.
Well, you can't please all the people.
Between the two of us, I think we can give it a damn good try. You see, you're the final piece in the puzzle.
What are you talking about?
In order to facilitate a cosmic event on such a catastrophic scale, this prototype requires an enormous amount of energy, such as that provided by what you have to admit is a rather amusing form of trigger.
The death of a Time Lord.
Precisely.
And all of this for what? A petty act of revenge.
You are to be exposed to the sun, whereupon you will die. Slowly, and I hope painfully. Your death will be absolute. There will be no regeneration. And as you die, the energy you release will power this facility. The subsequent collapse of the sun will, in turn, create a gravitational field powerful enough to swallow whole your beloved solar system. The year? 1639. The beginning of the Age of Reason. Just as its inhabitants are turning their backs on superstition, all of humanity's scientific and cultural achievements will be erased, wiped from the pages of history. Galileo Galilei, Johann Sebastian Bach, Marie Curie, Albert Einstein will never have been born. All your friends, your companions, will cease ever to have existed. But most importantly, it is the Doctor himself who will be the cause of the destruction of Earth and of everything he holds dear, making this the ultimate act of retribution.
I'll never allow it to happen.
We have no choice in the matter. Prepare Father Locke for my arrival.
Preparing Father Locke.
And don't take your eyes off this one under any circumstances, do you hear?
Auditory command is understood.
Good. Well, this, Doctor, is where we part company. Faced with the inevitability of your death, I find myself unable to think of an appropriate farewell, since obviously I hope you don't.
See you in hell?
Toodle-pip.
Mr. Payne? Perfect. Fetch my sonic screwdriver.
Sonic?
The thing he threw over there. Hurry!
I have it.
Bring it here.
Hostile unit detected.
Wait. Watch. Leave him. It's me you've been told to watch. Mr. Payne, I need to ask a favor. Find my friends.
What of you?
I can look after myself, but please find my friends. Give that device to Liv.
What then?
Tell them to take you to the TARDIS.
The TARDIS?
There's a door behind you.
Hostile unit is to be disposed of.
Behind it is a corridor.
Yes.
After that, I'm afraid you're on your own.
I won't let you down.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Leave him.
Hostile unit has absconded.
That's right.
Just you and me now.
Observing hostile unit.
Welcome.
Father Locke, the day has come for your ascension.
I am here to serve.
Of course you are. You're an artificial intelligence, an automaton, oblivious to your true nature, or indeed, to your purpose. This is the Regeneration Codex. The key, if you will, and as your name suggests, Father Locke, there is only one place to stick it. Open wide.
I am here to serve.
Commencing activation of Stellar Manipulator.
Doctor?
Sacrificial platform ascending.
What am I saying? I haven't worn a hat for years.
Cardinal Padrak.
Secretary Vordin, how can I help?
Sir, it's the star designation Sol in but a spiral.
What of it?
See for yourself, sir.
Humanian era 1639. Oh, this is impossible. A device capable of such an event hasn't existed for millennia or more.
Yes, Cardinal, but the Matrix is already predicting the impending destruction of planets Sol 1, 2, and 3.
Hear that? All of me? That's the sound of the curtain coming down on the Doctor's miserable life. Soon I'll be rid of the meddling idiot once and for all. Witness the rise of chaos. And the rise of the new universal order!
Commencing biological scan.
What's that?
What?
That noise.
Right now, that's the least of my worries.
Good day.
Sorry?
Oh, over here.
Who are you?
My name is Payne. Your doctor sent me to find you and to bring you this.
He's alive.
He lives. But things did not look good. I must help you escape this cell.
Scan complete.
Thank heavens for that.
Commence dissection.
What? Liv! It's all right. It is not! Give me the sonic screwdriver.
Here.
Now help my friend.
I cannot stop that thing.
Distract. Something. Anything.
You monstrosity!
Hostile unit identified.
Keep your pincers off the doctor's friend.
Hostile unit must be disposed of.
We're nearly there.
No!
Done it!
Disposing hostile unit.
Get off him.
Structural integrity compromised. Functions sonically impaired. Total structural collapse.
Here we are, top floor, outer wear and imminent death.
Sacrificial platform in position, awaiting authorization for removal of outer canopy.
Great, nothing like prolonging the inevitable.
Helen?
Yes. I'm all right. Who is he?
The doctor sent him. Payne, can you...
Your doctor said... to return to something called the TARDIS.
We will. Look at me, Payne. We all will. You hear me?
Did I save you?
Yes, yes, you did it, Payne. You saved us. Now try to stay with me and we'll get you to the TARDIS. You hear? If we get you to the TARDIS, I can fix you.
It tells me there is the chance of life beyond today. But not I think... for...
Sacrificial platform installed. Stellar manipulator primed.
Begin stellar manipulation.
Stellar manipulation begins.
Thank you.
See you in the next life, Father Locke.
Outer canopy authorized.
Duh!
Removing outer canopy.
Why is it you never have a pair of sunglasses when you need...
Where now?
To the TARDIS.
What about the Doctor?
That's what he said we should do.
And you always do what he says.
Good point.
We need to help him.
We don't know where he is.
But there must be something we can do.
Maybe there is.
Great. What is it? Where are we going now?
Follow me.
Gentlemen, I will allow me a moment to congratulate myself. Your file, not you, mate. Next. An almost flawless execution of the plan.
It's come together perfectly. Well done, me. Now, I don't know about me, but I don't fancy being here when it all kicks off.
Oh, what is it now? What the...
Units will comply.
Run! That one's for you, Payne.
What do we do now? We need to get the others. Okay, ladies, now we need to rescue the men.
How could you let this happen?
Shut up!
It was him, it wasn't me. I rather think we may have overlooked one small detail.
And what might that be?
Payne.
How you doing over there?
Sacrificial unit will cease oratorical.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer chap. Ow! This is it then!
Wait,
what is it?
Listen.
That doesn't sound good. Galileo.
What is it? What's happening?
It is the sun, sir. The sun.
Tell me. Describe it.
The sun is large in the sky and so bright. It hurts even when I close my eyes and burns even if I find shade. What does it mean?
It can mean only one thing, young man. And even a blind man can see it. The end of the world.
It's all too easy to overlook the little people, isn't it? Shut up!
I should have killed him the minute I set eyes on him.
It's rather too late for that. The damage seems to have been done.
No! I can fix this. Father Locke, respond.
Locke responding.
I want every orb left standing sent after all remaining hostile units. Understood?
All operational roaming bots deployed as instructed.
Good. At least one person's still doing as they're told. And I can still kill the Doctor.
Units will see hostility at your base disposal. Disposing of hostile units.
There are more of them.
Too many.
We have to do something.
It's done. We need to go.
We can't leave them.
There's nothing more we can do. It isn't working. We have to get out of here.
Then we take them with us.
What?
We got them into this. We have to get them out of it. Everybody, there's nothing more we can do here. You have to follow us. Come on.
You're as bad as he is. I can see why he likes you.
There you are! Knew you would be able to... keep away!
Your friends seem to be trying to stir up a rebellion.
Well, you know what they say about a woman scorned. And you scorned two of them!
Trying, Doctor, but failing miserably. I just wanted you to know you're wrong if you think they can save you.
Worth a shot.
A long, slow death would have been preferable.
Well, that certainly... Sorry to disappoint.
But time seems to be against me.
He's not the only one.
So I'm just gonna have to finish you off myself.
The way you keep rabbiting on! Think the sun might beat you to it.
Kill him!
There you are.
I'm sick of hearing him prattling on. Do it!
They have a point, Doctor. Let's finish this.
After you?
A death means nothing to me. Mine and certainly not yours. Yours is simply the icing on the cake.
Silence!
What do you mean?
Don't tell him!
Oh, tell me what?
That's it. Keep going. There's plenty of room through there. Keep moving along.
That's it. That's the last of them.
Will the doors keep those things out?
They've kept out worse.
What do we do now?
Wait for the Doctor. That's what he told us to do. He's going to give us a right earful about this. You know that.
What's that?
It's the... Hold on.
What on earth is it doing?
I have no idea.
Should it be doing that?
This isn't all about you, Doctor.
Then who is it about?
What might be a more appropriate question?
What do you mean?
The bigger picture, that's what. You're nothing. A means to an end. To the end. The end of everything!
What are you talking about?
This isn't just about you and me. Silence! It's never been just about you and me. Shut up! What's that?
What's this all about?
No!
Tell me!
Your TARDIS!
Quickly!
This can't be happening!
Who is this about?
How is this happening?
Tell me! Tell me what this is about!
Well? Will somebody tell me what just happened?
It just stopped, sir. The chronological anomaly just vanished.
Give me an update on the stability of the star, now.
The sun designation, Sol, is normal. Everything is stable, Cardinal.
And the timelines?
Restored to their predetermined course.
Thank you. I want a full report on my desk immediately.
Certainly, Cardinal.
No, I should really tick the pair of you off for this.
It was her idea.
Thanks.
And one of the most selfless acts of kindness I've witnessed in a long time. Well done.
Thank you.
It's only because you're new. Just one thing.
Anything.
What happened back there? How did the TARDIS find you?
You didn't think I'd walk into what was clearly a trap without having an escape plan, did you?
No, of course not.
You did.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, ye of little faith.
But how did you do it?
Given the number of times we keep losing her lately, I programmed the sonic screwdriver with the commands necessary to automatically send the TARDIS to find me. A sort of return to sender setting. Of course, I had no idea if it would actually work.
Of course.
But it all turned out for the best, so that's good.
Great! What about the 11?
Couldn't trace him. Too much solar radiation. Could be dead for all we know.
Chance would be a fine thing.
What about these people?
They're your responsibility, not mine.
What?
You saved them.
But... wouldn't know where to begin.
Don't worry, I'm only teasing.
Thank heavens for that.
This is a stable and unpopulated telluric planet, off the beaten track, so to speak. It'll sustain life and give them the opportunity to settle. They're a practical and hard-working bunch. I think they'll figure it out. And I've left them some books to help deal with the tricky stuff.
Crikey!
It's all right! Don't worry!
Is it?
It's a perfectly natural phenomenon, a simple process of tectonic plates rubbing against each other. The planet's just a bit stiff, that's all. It's stretching itself. I know how it feels. You know what?
What?
I think I could do with a holiday. What do you say?